Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I don't ever like to scare people. I don't want to, you know, spread any fear, but I do, especially on this show, want to make sure you guys are prepared. So lately, especially since all the BS and drama that Putin has unleashed and the death of the tragedy upon Ukraine and Europe with the war, the incursion into Ukraine, we have had multiple discussions on the risk of nuclear war. And this is something that has been a fear that many of us have not had to deal with. I remember we had a little bit of the drills, maybe in school. And when the Cold War ended, with the help of Ronald Reagan, we kind of got a little complacent and comfortable. So when we were told that Putin was going to unleash nuclear warheads or dirty bombs or start making mayhem, people asked each other, where's our nearest shelter? Where do we go? And the average person has absolutely no idea. Now, in the 1960s, JFK and his administration urged Americans to build their own bomb shelters. People tried selling them for thousands of dollars. But for those who couldn't afford 20-year financing or whatever, the National Shelter Policy created workshops, educational programs to kind of instruct families how to build their own. They also had designated areas throughout the city that would have posters on them showing which buildings could be a safer place to go. And so public buildings, like, would have a civil defense sign. These large buildings were used for their durable construction, ability to hold large masses of people. But today, these buildings no longer carry the signs. We also, a lot of us do not have basements. I don't. In Nevada, it's kind of hard to have a basement because of all the caliche. It's the ground is really difficult to drill into. Some wealthy people have basements, but not me. I know we don't. So we kind of went relatively clueless until in 2018 in Hawaii? They thought they were under attack by North Korea because everybody got a warning on January 13th, almost a year ago, or over a year ago, or over, I mean, 5 years ago, almost to the day, of a ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Nobody knew where the shelters were. I think one family threw their child into the sewer drain to keep them safe. We're really unprepared. So I told you guys to first know your shelters. Blast shelters will protect against blast, heat, fire, initial radiation. Not a lot of them. I think I heard in my neck of the woods, the university might have one, not big enough for the whole city by any means. Then there's the fallout shelters. These are the ones that had the signage back in the 60s that would tell us you could go here, you could get some protection, and you could use schools, hotels, subway tunnels, below ground pubs. There should be food, water, first aid kits, and ready.gov gives us a lot of suggestions. To find a shelter, you text shelter and your zip code. Where you text shelter and then you send your zip code to 43362. When I do it, I didn't get anything. And it didn't tell me where my shelter would go. But FEMA is supposed to update it. So if, God forbid, there is a problem, FEMA should tell you. So what we've been told from Mike.com is you want to get to the center of the building. And we have scientists that have done a study. And they've looked at exactly where should you go. And these are researchers that use computer modeling. They say, and this is something that we have instructed you all on, avoid windows. I know you want to see what the hell is going on, but you need to avoid windows. You want to avoid corridors, hallways, doors, because that's where extreme winds could travel at the highest speeds. It could lift you into the air, cause serious injury. So if, God forbid, anything happens, University of Nicosia in Cyprus used computer modeling. They said, get into a concrete building. Position yourselves at the corners of the room facing the blast. They said, avoid the windows, the hallways, the doors. There's not enough time. Hide in the corner of a hallway. That might be safer than being in the middle of a hallway. Immediately take shelter under tables and chairs. And this is from their computer modeling. They said, high air speeds remain a considerable hazard and can still result in severe injuries. So we aren't talking fallout. We are talking blast and how to protect yourself in terms of a blast. And this is something that is a real threat, especially to Europe. The study did not mention Russia's war on Ukraine, but that's the elephant in the room. They highlighted increasing geopolitical tensions and the possibility of a catastrophic nuclear scenario. The nuclear blast is measured by the amount of overpressure, the pressure in excess of normal atmospheric pressure in pounds per square inch, PSI. It depends on the distance from the nuclear bomb as it detonates. And if you're in the general vicinity, you could get vaporized. Radiation can also pose a risk. But the other danger is the blast, the supersonic speeds, people being lifted into the air. And so this was a study published in Physics of Fluids to talk to us about where in the building you should be, not so much from a radiation standpoint, but how you can protect yourself from the blast and the speed and the winds of that. Because supersonic shock waves will arise from that. So, you know, it's something that we didn't really have to fear, and I hope we don't. But while Putin, we're being told, has failing health and is not going to want to lose this war, we don't know what he'll do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys might not know the story of how I made it here when most of my family got killed during the Holocaust. It's because my grandmother's family escaped Germany, and my grandfather's family escaped the Mossad in Palestine, which is now Israel, apparently helped smuggle people into Israel when they were being slaughtered by Nazis. And the family that didn't go, thinking there's no way anybody would kill us, this wouldn't happen, no way. Nobody would allow it to happen. They all got murdered, taken to concentration camps, are gone. So when my grandmother and my grandfather made it and met then, they were on a kibbutz one of those kind of communal living areas where, look, you could eat, we'll feed you, we'll clothe you, but you work. And, you know, they farmed and they helped build these, you know, areas for refugees to live. They met, fell in love, had my dad. And by the 1960s, America wanted to open up some visas to help some of the German refugees that fled the Holocaust, to help them make it over to America, because there were boats that were turned away and a lot of other things that I think America felt bad about during World War II. And so my grandmother qualified, being a German citizen. My grandfather was Austrian. And because my grandmother was a German refugee that had to escape, she qualified for getting an American visa. As a result, she made it here, brought my grandfather, and then when my father finished his military duty in Israel, he came to help support them. And then he met my mom, and then they had me. So as a result, I am very grateful for America being open to immigrants. My father, grandparents had to learn the language. They had to take their citizenship test. They had to become citizens, pay taxes. And they did everything by the book. And my father became a citizen, married my mom, had me, my younger two brothers. My mom had my sister from a previous marriage. And we, thank God, are in America. We're safe. And I love being American and being born here, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that that was a form of a reparation where we got to come to America, and America felt bad for turning away and causing people to die when they wouldn't take people who were trying to escape. And it's a very emotional topic, because you can't just be open to everybody, and you can't let criminals in. You can't let people who hurt the system or can overbear the system. But on the other end, you know, America has saved people of all nations and of all faiths and all creed and races, and is a beacon for hope and a beacon for safety. So here we are now discussing reparations from slavery and discrimination. And it is a topic that has been discussed for years and now may become a reality. The problem is there's a lot of practicalities with it that are bringing up issues, and it may not be as simple as we think. So San Francisco put together a reparation committee, and they proposed paying $5 million to every longtime black resident of the city in a reparations plan. Now, since San Francisco is the only city to do this, and people will now become instant millionaires, they have to be careful of people coming over there saying, but I'm a San Franciscan too. $5 million is huge. Is it enough to repair slavery, discrimination, all the decades of things that black individuals had to face? Probably not, but this is what they've come up with. However, many individuals, including black public officials and Americans, find that there's going to be issues with this. To qualify, people need to have identified as black on public records for at least 10 years and be at least 18 years old. The reason why that's come up is now that we are open to people identifying as who they wish to be. You could identify as female, you could identify as male, you could identify as gay, lesbian, straight, cis, trans, Jewish, Catholic, Mormon. Many individuals have said they are going to identify as black so they get the reparations. So they have to show that they have identified for at least 10 years. They have to also be at least 18 years old. They don't have to have been slaves or have been, but there's two other criteria they have to meet. They had to be born in San Francisco or migrated to San Francisco between 1940 and 1996 and then have lived there for 13 years. They don't want somebody moving there tomorrow to get $5 million. We don't know how many people would qualify. But they calculated if 10,000 people qualify, it's going to cost the city at least $50 billion. Now, the proposal is being submitted to Mayor London Breed and the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and the San Francisco Human Rights Commission. And Board President Aaron Peskin told the San Francisco Chronicle he hopes the proposal will pass. They were unveiled weeks after the chair of California's Reparation Task Force claimed the state's black residents were owed $1 million each. So $5 million is one of the beginning of the draft's proposals. There also may be, I think, a yearly stipend of, I think, $79,000. So they hope that a lump sum payment would compensate the affected population for the decades of harms that they've experienced and will redress the economic and opportunity losses that black San Franciscans have endured collectively as the result of both intentional decisions and unintended harms perpetuated by city policy. The proposal, they said, also offers a number of other requirements. The creation of a comprehensive debt forgiveness program, which would eliminate credit card and other debts, along with student loans and housing loans. They said black households are more likely to hold costlier, riskier debt and are more likely to have outstanding debt, student loan debt. When this is combined with lower household incomes, it can create an inescapable cycle of debt. Eliminating this debt gives black households an opportunity to build wealth. So this proposal also says qualifying low-income households should have their income supplemented, oh, here it is, by $97,000 for the next 250 years. That is to match the city's median income. So, oh, they want that their income to be supplemented to equal $97,000. They say racial disparities across all metrics have led to a significant racial wealth gap. So this is something that San Francisco is going to issue a formal apology for past harms, commit to making substantial ongoing systemic programmatic investments in black communities, and address historical harms. Now, I didn't know San Francisco has the additional money. It is going to cost a lot of money. If they have additional money, yes, this is nice, but critics are bringing up what's happening to the, you know, what's happening to the homeless population. And what are we? How are we getting those individuals into homes? What they, from what I understand, they don't have a surplus. Many other critics are concerned that San Francisco, California, got a lot of extra money with COVID. And remember, Gavin Newsom said they had a surplus. Many other states don't. And so other cities where slavery existed, I think California was not, people said they didn't have slavery. I think all states had some sort, but it wasn't like the Deep South. Will the Deep South need to do something like this, and do they have money for it? And if they don't, what happens? And so San Francisco, you know, spearheading this is definitely making history, but is it going to be... There, people are concerned about how do they give $5 million to everybody else? And what about those individuals who were ancestors of slaves but weren't in San Francisco for 13 years? How do they get reparations? So it's definitely going to bring up a lot of issues and semantics that and processes that are going to have to be looked at by multiple other cities, so I don't think can afford it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Praise for President Biden over the U.S. support of Ukraine.
If the United States would not have stepped up like you did, that things would have been very different.
Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte in the Oval Office today both agreed the U.S. and Europe must stick together in providing help for Ukraine. A New York congressman's leveling new charges at his Republican colleague George Santos.
Mr. Santos either illegally coordinated with an independent expenditure, or he illegally received a campaign contribution through a pass-through.
Democrat Richie Torres wants to know more about Redstone Strategies, which is an unregistered fundraising group. Torres is also among many still questioning the $700,000 Santos lent his campaign, despite a stated income of just $55,000. California's getting a break today. Blue skies on the coast as nearly 3 weeks of constant rain has ended. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have sent me messages on my on my smoke detector. Thank you. We did get the chirping to stop. As I said earlier in the first hour, one of you had asked what ended up happening. I had turned to my social media for help because for 4 days my smoke detectors were chirping. And I couldn't get it to stop. We had changed out batteries. We went through anything in the house that could have had an alarm. And it turns out that your smoke detectors, even if you change out the batteries, could be old after 7 years and may need to be changed out just in general, whether you change the battery out or not. And so we solved that, so thank you for checking it. Another one of you had asked, why is the media so obsessed with Biden and the records? They need to move on already. They, you know, I love looking at the psychology of things when it comes to politics and when it comes to media and when it comes to TV and entertainment and what people are fascinated by. And I don't think it's going to go away, this whole Corvette gate or classified document gate. And I tell you why. It's because since Trump has been in office, and maybe even before then, Trump's the first one that has actually voiced it, there has been a double standard. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, you have noticed that some people are being treated a little differently than others. And rumors are slowly starting to be proven where certain conservatives were suppressed on Twitter, or certain individuals were, there was more of the law used for one set of riots and not others. And if the American public thinks that our justice system is unfair, that one person will get one penalty and another person will get another penalty based on their color of their skin, based on their creed, based on their politics, that's something we're not standing for. We do not want to see anybody mistreated in the legal system, which is something that it has taken years of you know, progress and people fighting in terms of civil rights. We also don't want to see that from a Republican-Democrat standpoint. So when Trump was vilified and his home was raided and Melania's underwear drawer was, I don't think anybody went into Ivana's, may she rest in peace, but when they said her underwear drawer was ransacked and then all these classified documents, pictures were being taken and posted online, which confuses me because if it's a classified document, why would we publish that where our enemies can see and then try? So that didn't make a lot of sense. Yet Biden had documents found, and you don't see those pictures plastered. You don't see any underwear drawer being raided. And people want to know, is this another example of the law, the arm of the law, being lighter and kitten gloving one side and not the other? There has been rumors for years that audits coming from the IRS would hit Republicans over Democrats. And when there were fears of that coming, many people, you'll see more registered Democrats, and after Trump left office, you had a whole bunch of people leave the Republican Party and switch to independent. People said, you see, it's because they hated Trump. Not entirely. It was they feared that if anybody had access to their political party, they could be fired. And we heard people say they got fired because they voted for Trump or they were Republican. You're not supposed to fire anybody based on who they voted for. You could vote for the Green Party. You could vote for Biden. You could vote for Obama. You could vote for Bush. You could vote for Clinton. You could vote for Trump. You could vote for DeSantis. You could vote for Pete Buttigieg. Shouldn't be getting you fired. But people felt discriminated at work based on their political choices. So you have many individuals who are independents, like, wow, we've never had this many independents. Well, those are people that don't want to register as Democrat and they don't want to register as Republican. And they don't want to be vilified. Meanwhile, your voting records and your registration is all over the internet. There are sites where you could look up somebody's address and their whole neighborhood comes out. So that happened with me. Now, I'm nonpartisan, but you Google my name, they find the site and they see all my neighbors and their political leanings and their addresses. That's not very cool. Now, you might say, well, if you have your home in a trust, nobody will know where you live. Not voting records. Voting records don't use the trust name. So I have celebrities that live near me, athletes, all outed on these voting websites. That shouldn't be happening. So people have been very distrustful of how the system works. And when somebody says, well, they're just going after Trump, they're going after Trump, you know, and he's innocent, and they're like, yeah, is he really innocent? Well, this story with Biden will now put to the test, do we really treat everybody the same based on their political party? So that's why Merrick Garland had to immediately appoint special counsel. They had to, even though they knew about the documents, these were found months before, nothing was done, it doesn't look good. And the second they've been outed for treating one person differently because of their political party, democracy can fall apart. And so the story is big because they knew about this before the midterms. And I don't know how much of a difference it would have made with the election, but the Mar-a-Lago raid that happened, it wasn't an October surprise, it was an August surprise, caused a lot of people to go, you know what, he's got raided, you know, Trump got raided by the FBI, something's up with him, he's, you know, he's bad news, I don't know, it could have changed people's minds. Yet Biden, he wasn't raided by the FBI's private classified documents at his home, multiple areas. So it's a story in that, and it's something that is going to be rehashed over and over again in the media. One, because, you know, people are like, ha ha, it happened to him. I don't like that idea. I just think, you know, give us the real news. We need news. But I would like to see us resolve the discrimination and bias issues that we have in this country. And if you're going to go after somebody for having documents at Mar-a-Lago, that same gusto needs to be displayed for anybody else that did the same thing. Now, they're trying to say there were differences. They're trying to say that Trump obstructed and wouldn't turn him over. But then they could say the same thing for Biden, because if the President of the United States, who has the highest security clearance, is asked, do you have anything that could violate the security clearance or anything that, you know, classified documents that are at a place that shouldn't be, or family members such as Hunter Biden that could easily have access to them? If Biden said, no, I don't, that, well, that's obstruction too, especially if they were at the house. So I think the country is looking at this, especially those interested in it, those that aren't, they're moving on, I don't blame them, is this finally going to elicit the bias and the, you know, people get treated differently depending on their political standing. And that is something that America cannot stand for. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, we all have to be treated equally. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as diabetes is exploding, we've been blaming a bunch of things. One is our obesity. We are not skinny like we used to be. And we are not exercising like we used to. And we don't have the flat stomachs and the washboard abs and the 6-pack and the 12-pack. And man, I looked good when I was younger. I didn't eat much. Didn't have to eat much. I wasn't hungry. I was too busy. And I was skinny. Now, I still don't eat that much, but I'm not skinny. I don't have diabetes, thank God, but it's in the family, and so I'm concerned about it. But overall, America is getting heavier, and we see a lot of obesity that could be fueling diabetes. Another thing is we're eating the wrong types of foods.
We think we're eating healthier foods because the burger has lettuce and tomato on it, so we're getting our vegetables. Or the pizza, we're putting spinach and white meat chicken on it, so we think we're eating healthier. But we're taking in too many carbs. Well, it's not just about the carbs. Also, it's the preservatives. And I've said that a lot of times the preservatives in foods can mess with our pancreas, can mess with our insulin, and that could sadly affect how we manage and metabolize our sugar. So researchers have found a link between nitrites, used to add color and flavoring to meats such as sausages and bacon, and now an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. The team looked at data from more than 100,000 people in France that have been tracked since 2009. And participants enrolled voluntarily and self-reported their medical history, diet, lifestyle, and major health updates. They were then followed for 7 years. Analysis suggests that those who had the highest total dietary nitrite intake had a 27% increased risk of developing their reversible condition by just cutting the nitrites. Scientists also discovered people with the highest intake of sodium nitrite, which is a very common additive, especially in cured meats, had a 53% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Lead author Dr. Bernard Schrauer from Sorbonne Paris Nord University said these results provide a new piece of evidence in the context of current discussions regarding the need for a reduction of nitrite additives. In the meantime, several public health authorities worldwide already recommend citizens to limit their consumption of foods containing controversial additives, including sodium nitrite. It also can link to colon cancer. The amount of nitrites that people consume from food additives averaged 0.51 milligrams per day. The group who consumed the most had at least 0.62 milligrams. So if you get a portion of bacon, bacon alone has 0.25 milligrams of nitrites. So when you're asking for seconds, or that's just breakfast, you're already at least half of a nitrite consumption that I still think is too high. So, a third of United States adults are pre-diabetic, and they think that these nitrites could be linked to it. Now, this is a study that didn't necessarily see the nitrites turn your pancreas into a non-functioning or a dysfunctional organ. It didn't see that. But what it did see is a link, an observation. Now, how I see it is somebody who eats a lot of fruits and vegetables and whole grains will not eat a lot of processed meat. So if they avoid the processed meat, because they're eating vegetables and fruits and all that, they're probably more likely to have less diabetes. But somebody who says, you know what, I'm going to go to the Bagel Cafe, which is my favorite restaurant, and I'm going to order a corned beef and Swiss, throw some salami on top of it, and yeah, I'll have some French fries with it and, you know, cream soda. That's a meal that could put you at risk for diabetes. So nitrites and nitrates are commonly used to cure meat. And we do it to give the food, the meat, its color. You don't want to see brown or gray meat. You want to see it pink or reddish or like roast beef, a real nice, rich brown. That takes chemicals to do. Now, nitrates are in vegetables, especially spinach and lettuce. We also can get them with certain livestocking practices and farming practices and sewage discharge. Nitrite in food and nitrate, which is converted to nitrite, could contribute to making nitrosamines. Nitrosamines can be carcinogenic. In 2015, the World Health Organization warned there were significant increases in the risk of bowel cancer from eating processed meats such as bacon that traditionally have nitrites added as their cured. The current acceptable daily intake for nitrates is 3.7 milligrams per kilogram, but that's in Europe. I don't think I have the U.S. number handy. So what has happened is in the olden days, we would kill a zebra or a bison or an ox or something, and we would have to eat the food fresh. It would go to waste. The food would spoil. where people would eat the spoiled food and get sick. So we had to come up with ways to have food when we want it. You used to only eat when you could get the food. And then you would have to store food for the winter. Well, how do you store meat? You needed to preserve it. You need to use preservatives. Nowadays, you can walk into a store and get beef jerky. It's delicious, but it's full of preservatives. You can now get a sandwich. You can get some Hebrew National salami, which is delicious. That's full of preservatives. And it's made to be pinker than it should be. These are things that we are have become accustomed to as parts of our diet. Bacon. How many people eat pieces of bacon for breakfast? Bacon is a main staple. Or ham. A ham steak. Or corned beef hash. You don't necessarily need meat with your breakfast if you're having egg. If you're having some whole grains and some fresh fruit and maybe some vegetable, you don't necessarily need the meat. But when we get a breakfast, we get an American breakfast has meat. Sausage links, bacon. Well, in order to eat a sausage link, it had to have been prepared a while back, and it had to be formed, and it had to be kept and preserved. You know, we spoke about how, remember, Chipotle was in the news a lot for foodborne illness. And I'm a fan of Chipotle because they serve fresh. They serve fresher food. But if you're going to serve fresher food and not preserved burgers, you're going to be at higher risk for foodborne illness. Didn't somebody leave out their McDonald's cheeseburger for years and they said, you see, it looks the same. I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't taste it. There's still fungus and bacteria and stuff on it. But the fact that it didn't change its color or shape, it's because of the preservatives. So we think we have done amazing to fight off world hunger by preserving our food and being able to figure out how to make food last longer. But the problem we have now is we're eating stuff our bodies were never supposed to eat. Our bodies are not supposed to eat food coloring. Our bodies don't care what color the food is. We might not buy it if milk looks a different color. Nobody wants yellow milk, but they want whitish milk. These are things that have food coloring. In fact, in the olden days, when food would sour, they would bleach food just so they could sell it and make sure it looked the color it needed to. That's not safe. So, you know, you want farm fresh, you got to go to the farm. So my recommendation is, you know, eat your fruits, eat your vegetables, eat your whole grains, but be very aware of the preservatives, because these are things that are going to haunt you, especially later, whether it's diabetes, cancer, anything else. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. All right, have a good one.
Testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.